Hallelujah. 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 We celebrate you, Jesus. We honor you. We praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We thank you for this another day that you have made, Father. And we will, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And we thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you because you are a way maker. We thank you because you are a miracle worker. We thank you because you are a promise keeper. And that is who you are. Father, we come humbly before you at the throne just to praise your name. To praise your name, to honor you, to love on you this morning, Father. We welcome your presence here on the Master's Call. God, saturate this call with your presence. Fall fresh on us, oh God. Father, we thank you. We love you. We love you. We love you. We love you more than anything. We love you, Jesus. We worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, we love you more than anything. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. We worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. More than anything. I lift my voice in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. Oh, I just want to say that I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. Wrap me in your arms. You are my shelter from the storm. When all my friends are gone, you are right here all alone. I never felt a love like this before. Or I just want to say that I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. We love you, Jesus. We worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, we love you more than anything. We love you, Jesus. We worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, we love you more than anything. Lift up your hands this morning and tell them you love them. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. We worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, we love you more than anything, more than anything, more than anything, more than anything. Hands up, hearts open, wide as the sky. We lift you high, we lift you high. Hands up, hearts open, wide as we cry. God, we lift your name high. Hands up, hearts open, wide as the sky. We lift you high, we lift you high. Hands up, hearts open, wide as we cry. God, we lift your name high. Let all the other names fade away. Yes. Let all the other names fade away. Until there's only you, let all the other names fade away. Jesus, take your place. Jesus, take your place. Let all the other names fade away. Let all the other names fade away. Until there's only you, let all the other names fade away. Jesus, take your place. Jesus, take your place. Hands up, hearts open, wide as the sky. We lift you high, we lift you high. Hands up, hearts open, wide as we cry. God, we lift your name high. Hands up, hearts open, wide as the sky. We lift you high, we lift you high. Hands up, hearts open, wide as we cry. Lord, we lift your name high. Let all the other names fade away. Hallelujah. Let all the other names fade away. Until there's only you, let all the other names fade away. Jesus, take your place. 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 God, we
thank you.
We're so happy to have you on the call, and well, let's go to the Father in prayer. Oh, most gracious God, we come to you, Father, humbled down, our hearts humbled, as well as our knees, before you, a holy God. And we are saying that let all other names fade away, and that the name that you've placed above all other names, your Son, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Jesus, the Christ, that it would take its place, hallelujah, not only in us, but that we would shine so much that others would allow that name to take its place on the altar of their hearts as well. Father, we pray that now in this time that we would lift you high. And you have promised that if we lift you high, that you would draw, that we didn't have to try to change people, but if we would just lift you, you would draw all men unto yourself. So we thank you, Father, for this day that we have woken up, hallelujah, virus-free. Hallelujah. We thank you for the two women of God who have called this call and said yes to you. We thank you for the woman of God who is bringing the message today. We thank you for the founders of the company that caused us all to be together, the Diaz de Leon family, Father, and Artist Life. We thank you for every person who have dialed in, meet their needs on today. We bless you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen, and thank God. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Sharon. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, yes, preacher. Minister Brenda Terrell, take it away. Hallelujah.
Good morning. Okay, preacher. Yes, yes, yes. We know who can preach. She did that Friday morning, you guys. Good morning. Thank you so much, Minister Sharon. Thank you for being such a humble and blessed servant of the Lord, seating and greeting everyone this morning. And yes, Jesus, take your place. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Tiffany, out there on the West Coast in California, just singing like a songbird for sure before the presence of the Lord this morning, ushering us in along with you before the presence of the Lord. Thank you so much for allowing God to use you this morning. Jesus, take your place. Good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell residing here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And on behalf of our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we welcome each and every one of you to joining us this morning as we worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Let me share with you a little bit about this call. It started back in October 2010, again, by our awesome, awesome co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we call our Mother Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, who we call Miss Super Fantastic. And they stood on God's word, Psalms 88:13, saying, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So with that, we have a mission, and that is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers each and every day as they come on this call, as they begin their day. So with that, as Minister Cynthia does so diligently, she asks many people to come on, and she's our one of our top evangelists on this call. We just welcome each and every one of you and encourage others to come and start their day with us. We have a website. It's www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And you'll notice that all the messages have been archived there, as well as the bios of our speakers. Now, we have a theme, and it is in 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. Now, you might feel led of the Lord to be a part of this ministry. We invite you to do so. You can be a greeter, as Minister Sharon did so wonderfully. You can host, which is what I'm doing. And then you can be a songbird, like Minister Tiffany. I'm telling you, we encourage you to come and serve with us. You may even have a word from the Lord. We encourage you to allow God to use you here on this platform. So with that, you can send your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's I-N-F-O @themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, or yours truly, will contact you. Now, what started this call was this awesome health and wellness company called Artists International that was established well over 30 years ago by the Diaz de Leon family. And we're so thankful to God that we are going strong with the Artist Life umbrella, thanking God for the wonderful, wonderful products that we have to help our immune system as well as carry forth in the better health of life. Get with the person that invited you to this call, and they'll be more than happy to share more information with you. Now, also with that, we have the New Morning Motivational Call that's held every Monday through Friday right after this call, and that number is 712-770-4005. Again, that's 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617#, and you'll get great information about these products each and every day. And today is Inspirational Monday. We start the week off, of course, with the Word of God, and today's wonderful speaker will be none other than the Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox, as our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon will host that call as well. That number again is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617#. Well, I'm going to get out of the way because we have an awesome lady that's always ready to serve. She is so diligent in her mannerism, and when she speaks, you know that God is speaking through her. I'm talking about Minister Kai Brown, the woman who was born in New York City and then lived in North Cross, Georgia. And she is an electrical engineer by trade, but she is a prophet by the ministry of God. She is a woman who has served in great capacities in her life. We give God glory for her for being one of our diligent members here on the Master's Call. She has a wonderful son, Christopher, who is truly a blessing to the masses. She stands on God's word, Jeremiah 29:11, knowing that God has a plan for each and every one of us, as well as her and Christopher. She is now residing in San Antonio, Texas. She is an author. Her book is When God Bursts the Ministry. She is a woman who is on the move, and we're expecting the great and mighty to take forth even the more in her life. I'm introducing to some, presenting to others. She just recently was ordained as a prophet, so I introduce to you Prophet Kai Brown. Are you there, Prophet Kai?
I am here, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, woman of God. Take it away.
Well, thank you, Minister Brenda, for such a warm and welcoming introduction and for hosting us with such Jesus joy. And, of course, to our two songbirds, our greeter this morning, Minister Sharon Stowers, and our songbird on the West Coast, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, just for us setting the atmosphere and just greeting us with such Jesus joy. And to the two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, whose yes are why we can be here today, but we give all praise, all glory, and all honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and to God the Father. So we're just going to get right into the word today. I was listening to a word on April 19th, so that was not yesterday, but a Sunday before, prior, and the Lord began to minister to me. See, and when I hear a word and the Lord then gives me a word myself to minister from it, I'd like to, you know, give credit where it came from. So it was from the Elevation Church, and the pastor's name escapes me, but it's Elevation Church, and he was talking about something he had been hearing over and over and over again. And Pastor Furtick from Elevation Church, and he was like, over the past few weeks, he's just kept hearing this. Over the last month, he kept hearing this phrase. He kept hearing this phrase, getting back to normal. And as he said that, the Holy Spirit was like, getting back to normal. I said, okay, Lord, where are we going with this? And he just began to talk about how we keep saying that we can't wait until things get back to normal. And the Holy Spirit began to minister to me as I was just hearing and listening. And as I stopped to take a minute, I stopped. I said, Lord, is that what you want us to do? You want us to go back to something that you brought us from? I said, how many of us have been complaining about the thing we were in before we got into this season with this pandemic? How many of us were murmuring about our circumstances and our situations, but yet we want to go back to that normal? And I had to stop and say, Lord, is that really what you're saying to us? So at this point, I cut the message off, and I began to seek God. And I began to pray in the Spirit because I had to hear what God was saying. And he was telling me, he's like, Kai, I've got a word for you for such a time as this, but you've got to stop listening to what Pastor Furtick is saying, not because his word is off, not because his word is not going to be exactly what you need to hear in this season or what my people need to hear in this season, but because I have a word for you that I need you to deliver it, and I don't want you to take from his word. See, because I've got enough word for all of us to teach and learn and grow with. So I stopped and I said, okay, Heavenly Father, what is it that you're trying to tell me? What is it? And he said, my people need a mind shift. My people need to stop looking back or wanting to go back to normal, but instead they should be looking forward to my new normal. So today's message is titled, Looking Forward to God's New Normal. So we're going to go, I know that was a whole lot to get to where we are right now, but we're going to go to Exodus 14, 10 through 15. And that comes from in the New King James Version. It says, and when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted their eyes, and behold, the Egyptian marched after them. So they were very afraid, and the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. Then they said to Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you dealt with us to bring us up out of Egypt? Is this not the word that we told you in Egypt, saying, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians? For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in this wilderness. And then Moses said unto the people, do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which will be accomplished for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. And then the Lord said to Moses, why do they cry out to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward. So we see a lot in history and biblical scripture where the Israelites wanted to go back. They wanted to go back to that thing that they knew, that was, even though they were complaining and it was confining them, they were comfortable in that place. They knew what to expect in that place. So they were always looking to go back to what they knew in Egypt. How many of us look at our past situations and circumstances as we sit, as we're walking out life through this pandemic, and want to go back to what we had prior to that? Now, don't get me wrong. Normal is nice, especially when you're dealing with a situation like a pandemic. Having some normalcy feels good. It gives us comfort. It creates a place of rest for us. But God does not want us resting in what was behind us. He wants us pressing forward towards his new normal. See, God has always shown us throughout the Bible the things that occur as we look back, as we turn back to our old way. We have to think about Lot and his wife and their situation and circumstance. God was going to judge Sodom and Gomorrah, and he allowed Lot and his wife to escape. And Genesis 19 and 26 says, but his wife looked back behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. See, God had given them very clear instruction not to look back, not to turn and just press forward to where he was sending them. But Lot's wife had the desire to see what was again behind her. Now, God had just brought them out of a situation where their lives were in danger, where the men of the city so wanted to get at the men that had come to visit Lot, that they were willing to tear down the house to get to them because they were so perverse. So God had brought them out of that situation. God had removed them from the judgment, and yet she still looked behind her. See, we have to stop looking back to getting to normal. We have to stop wanting to return to something from our past, to that normal, and instead press forward and start looking forward to God's new normal. We have to make sure that as we continue to walk this thing out, that we are looking forward to God's new normal. Exodus 16, 2 through 5.
Then the whole congregation of the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said unto them, Oh, that we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the pots of meat and when we ate bread to the full, for you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. And then the Lord said to Moses, Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain quota every day that I may test them, whether they will walk in my law or not. So as we look again in chapter 16, the Israelites are talking about, boy, we should have stayed in Egypt. We should have stayed oppressed, beaten down, broken in a place where we knew we had food, going back to where they were instead of trusting God. Now, at this point, God had shown them something. He had parted the Red Sea, and they walked across on dry land. He had done some things where they, at this point, probably should have been a little more trusting, probably should have understood that God, being who he was, had their best interest at heart. And, oh, if they had only asked instead of complained or murmuring or talking about wanting to go back to the bondage that they were in, would have provided. See, but the children of Israel had not learned. See, they didn't have the examples that we have now. They didn't have the Bible. They were walking this thing out with God brand new. See, we have the Word of God. We know that God brings us through things, that he loves us enough that he gave his only begotten son so that we could be returned to right relationship with him. We have to stop, say we want to get back to normal and start looking forward to God's new normal. This pandemic is not going to last forever. At some point, there's going to be a vaccination. At some point, there's going to be enough people whose immune systems have built up the antibodies for this. And we will be able to walk into God's new normal. See, what he is creating for us, his new normal may not look anything like what used to be normal or what getting back to normal would be. So we've got to shift our mindset. We have to make sure that we are looking at what God is saying now. We need to be spending time in prayer, fasting and praying, seeking God's will for this time, this season, and our next season. We don't need to be trying to return or getting back to what used to be normal. See, God has done a new thing already. And so many of us look at this pandemic as a curse, as the enemy trying to kill us off. And that may or may not be the case, but God tells us that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So even if this is the enemy, his people should be speaking his word to this situation. We should be spending time in prayer, pressing forward into God's new normal, looking forward to God's new normal. See, Isaiah 43 and 18 tells us, Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will make the road in the wilderness and the rivers in the desert. See, God is telling us in his word, stop looking back. Do not remember the former thing, nor consider the things of old. Stop wanting to return to normal. That's behind you. That normal is dead and buried. We need to be looking forward to God's new normal. Behold, I will do a new thing. God never told the Israelites to turn around and look back and desire that which they had in Egypt. Egypt was the land of their oppression, and where he was trying to take them was to a land flowing with milk and honey, to a new season, a new normal. So we have to make sure that as we are walking this thing out, that we don't keep looking behind us. We don't keep looking back. We don't keep asking God for the same. Now, one thing that I did hear in the sermon as I was listening to it, he said, we are now praying for those things we were praying against. So in our, we were trying to get out of situations and circumstances in the old normal. We are praying against those things. And now we're asking God for them back. Think about that. Think about wanting return to something that wasn't that good. But because of what it looks like in this current season, we're willing to do that. So I'm going to leave it here for today. I'm not going to finish. This is going to be a series. The series is going to be looking forward to God's new normal. Minister Brenda, back to you.
Wow, wow, wow. Looking forward to God's new normal. That we are, my sister. Thank you so much for that on-time, awesome word this morning. I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Lord, you have truly been our dwelling place throughout all generations, even before you formed the earth and set the heavens in place and the seas in place and everything that you have laid out, Father, on this earth, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. We thank you, Father, for your loving kindness, your tender mercies, your excellent greatness. We thank you, O God, for your mighty acts. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the presence of your precious Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you for the word that was brought forth this morning through your woman of God, your anointed one, Lord God, that have shared with us that we don't need to look back. Lord, it was so appropriately started this morning with I Won't Go Back with the song through Minister Tiffany. Thank you, Lord God, for letting us know through this woman of God, Minister Prophet Kai, that we have to look to the new normal. Jesus, take your place in our lives. Lord, thank you for blessing this woman of God. Bless her going out, her coming in. Bless everywhere her hands touch and her feet tread. Thank you, Lord, for keeping her in perfect peace, giving her the empowerment, Father God, to go forth in your wisdom, in your knowledge, and in your understanding. Thank you, Father God, for keeping everything that concerns her, Lord, in its perspective, that you will carry forth your will and your way in her life, Lord God, from this day even forevermore. Lord, we come to realize that everything is still working together for the good of those who love you, who are called according to your purpose. So with that, Lord God, we are lifting up those that are going through health challenges, and we call them healed by the blood of Jesus Christ. We lift up Melissa's dad and Leslie and Harold and Faye and Jackie and Jerry and Tracy, Howard, Tim, Naomi, Cindy, just to name some, Lord God. Bless our mothers, Mother Josie, Mother Eleanor, and Mother Oliver and Mother Scott, Lord. Keep them in every area of their lives, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for doing a great work, Father, and even through death, Father God, as many go home to be with you, Father, we ask that you keep and comfort the bereaved families, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for Betty Jones' family and Lois's family, Franklin family, Jesse's and family, and David and his family, Tracy's family, Jets' family, Lord God. Oh, Lord, you know who they are. We thank you for putting your arms around them, comforting them in every way. We give your name praise. We give your name glory for doing the work. And we know that it's done not by might nor by power, but it's by your spirit in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, TMC family, we definitely know that you want to share this message because it was a powerful one. It's an on-time word where we don't have to look back. God is doing a new thing in our lives. This playback is 712-432-1085. Again, that's 712-432-1085. The pin is the same, 957-677-pound. And remember, the New Morning Motivational Call is coming up next with our Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox will be our speaker, and Dr. Vanessa is hosting the call. That number is 712-770-4005. The pin is 294-617-pound. Thank you again, Minister Tiffany, for allowing God to use you as you ushered us all before the presence of the Lord this morning. And thank you, Minister Sharon, Preacher Stowers, for doing such an awesome work of seating and greeting everyone this morning. Again, Prophet Kai, thank you for allowing God to give us that rich word this morning. Would you please come and close us out with the benediction?
And again, thank you, Minister Brenda, for just hosting with such Jesus joy. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we want to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor that is due you as you continue to just lead and guide us and help us focus forward and looking forward to your new normal as we press through this situation, Lord. We thank you because we know that you have already worked it out for our good and your glory. So as we leave this call, but never ever your presence, we want to make sure we honor you. We glorify you and we magnify your name. It's in Jesus' name that we pray and say amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace, or better yet, stay in and be those virtual marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.